The following ebook is being brought to you by the fitness community. Whether you're a beginner looking for guidance or a seasoned athlete, we encourage you to visit us online and download our app to explore our extensive library of fitness resources. The Running Revolution: Transform Your Body and Mind with the Power of Running. Chapter 1. Why Run? The Symphony of Stride, a Tapestry of Wellness. From the first tentative steps to the exhilarating flow of a seasoned runner, the act of running is a transformative experience. It's a symphony of stride, a melody of movement that orchestrates a harmonious interplay of body, mind, and spirit. But why, you may ask, does this simple act hold such allure? The answer lies in the multifaceted benefits that running bestows upon those who embrace it. Physical benefits. A fortress of strength and resilience. At its core, running is a physical endeavor. With each footfall, the heart beats faster, pumping oxygen-rich blood throughout the body. This rhythmic dance strengthens the cardiovascular system, reducing the risk of heart disease, stroke, and other chronic illnesses. It's a workout for the entire body, engaging muscles from head to toe, promoting muscle strength, flexibility, and endurance. The repetitive impact of running also helps to maintain bone density, warding off osteoporosis and other bone-related ailments. And as the body moves, it sheds excess weight, aiding in weight management and overall health. Moreover, running acts as a natural immune system booster, increasing the production of white blood cells that fight off infections. Mental benefits: a sanctuary of clarity and focus. But the benefits of running extend far beyond the physical realm. As the body moves, the mind begins to unwind, releasing the burdens of stress and anxiety. The rhythmic motion of running induces a meditative state, allowing for mental clarity and focus. The brain releases endorphins, natural mood enhancers that elevate feelings of happiness and well-being. With each step, the mind becomes sharper, concentration improves, and mental fog dissipates. Running becomes a sanctuary, a place to escape the chaos of everyday life and find solace in the simplicity of movement. Emotional benefits: a tapestry of resilience and self-discovery. Running is not merely a physical and mental activity, it is also an emotional journey. As you push your limits and conquer new distances, a sense of accomplishment washes over you, bolstering your confidence and self-esteem. The act of running becomes a metaphor for life, teaching you the importance of perseverance, resilience, and the ability to overcome obstacles. With each stride, you learn to embrace your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and ultimately discover the depths of your own potential. The emotional benefits of running are profound, leaving you feeling empowered, energized, and ready to take on the world. Social benefits: a community of support and camaraderie. Running is not only a solo endeavor, it can also be a social experience that fosters community and camaraderie. Whether you join a running club, participate in a race, or simply run with a friend, the shared experience of running creates a sense of belonging and connection. The support and encouragement from fellow runners can be invaluable, motivating you to push harder and achieve your goals. Running with others also allows you to connect with nature as you explore new trails and scenic routes. The social benefits of running are a testament to the power of human connection and the importance of finding joy in movement together. Chapter 2. Getting Started. Your journey begins. Assessing your fitness level, knowing your starting line. Before you lace up your shoes and hit the pavement, it's crucial to assess your current fitness level. This involves an honest evaluation of your physical capabilities, including cardiovascular endurance, muscle strength, and flexibility. Consider factors such as your age, weight, and any underlying health conditions. Consulting a healthcare professional can provide valuable insights and guidance. Once you have a clear understanding of your starting point, you can set realistic goals that align with your fitness level and aspirations. Remember, running is a journey, not a sprint. Start slow and gradually increase your mileage and intensity as you progress. Gearing up: essential running gear for optimal performance. Equipping yourself with the right gear is essential for a comfortable and enjoyable running experience. The most important piece of equipment is a good pair of running shoes. Visit a specialty running store where experts can analyze your gait and recommend shoes that provide the right support and cushioning for your feet. Invest in moisture-wicking clothing that will keep you cool and dry, and consider accessories such as a hat, sunglasses, and a running watch to track your progress. Don't forget to stay hydrated by carrying a water bottle or wearing a hydration pack. Creating a training plan, your roadmap to success. A well-structured training plan is the key to achieving your running goals. Consider factors such as your target distance, desired pace, and available time for training. Start with a beginner plan that gradually increases your mileage and intensity. Incorporate a mix of running, cross-training, and rest days to prevent injuries and allow for recovery. There are many resources available online and in running books that offer training plans for various levels and goals. You can also consult a running coach for personalized guidance. Running form and technique, the art of efficient movement. Proper running form and technique are essential for maximizing efficiency and minimizing the risk of injury. Focus on maintaining good posture with a relaxed upper body and a slight forward lean. Your feet should land softly beneath your hips, and your arms should swing naturally at your sides. Pay attention to your breathing, taking deep breaths from your diaphragm to ensure adequate oxygen intake. There are many resources available online and in running books that offer detailed instructions and demonstrations of proper running form. Staying safe. Injury prevention and common mistakes to avoid. Running injuries are common, but many can be prevented by taking the right precautions. Warm up before each run with dynamic stretches and light jogging. Gradually increase your mileage and intensity to avoid overtraining. Listen to your body and rest when you feel pain or fatigue. Don't forget to cool down after each run with static stretches. Common running mistakes to avoid include wearing the wrong shoes, running too fast too soon, and neglecting strength training. If you experience pain or discomfort, consult a healthcare professional or a physical therapist. Chapter 3. Run-walk, run method. Your gateway to endurance. Embracing the rhythm. A gentler path to running. For many beginners, the prospect of running continuously can seem daunting. That's where the run-walk-run, RWR, method comes in. This beginner-friendly approach involves alternating intervals of running and walking, allowing you to gradually build endurance while minimizing the risk of injury and burnout. Benefits of the run-walk-run method, a symphony of advantages. The RWR method offers a myriad of benefits for runners of all levels, especially beginners. By incorporating walk breaks, you reduce the impact on your joints and muscles, allowing for faster recovery and reducing the risk of overuse injuries. The walk breaks also serve as a form of active recovery, helping to maintain blood flow and prevent muscle stiffness. Mentally, the RWR method can make running feel more manageable as you break down the distance into smaller, achievable segments. This can boost your confidence and motivation, making running a more enjoyable and sustainable activity. Sample run walk run schedules. Finding your rhythm. The RWR method can be customized to fit your fitness level and goals. Here are a few sample schedules to get you started. Beginner, run for 1 minute, walk for 2 minutes. Repeat for 20 to 30 minutes. Intermediate, run for 5 minutes, walk for 1 minute. Repeat for 30 to 45 minutes. Advanced, run for 8 minutes, walk for 2 minutes. Repeat for 45 to 60 minutes. As you progress, you can gradually increase the duration of your run intervals and decrease the duration of your walk breaks. The key is to listen to your body and adjust the intervals as needed. Transitioning to continuous running, a gradual progression. The RWR method is not meant to be a permanent crutch. As your fitness level improves, you can gradually transition to continuous running. Start by increasing the duration of your run intervals and decreasing the duration of your walk breaks. You can also try incorporating picupus, where you increase your pace for a short period during your run intervals. Eventually, you may find that you can run continuously for your entire workout. Remember, the transition to continuous running should be gradual and based on your individual progress. Don't rush the process, and always listen to your body. Chapter 4. Base building. Laying the foundation for success. Gradual progression. Building your mileage brick by brick. In the realm of running, patience is a virtue. Base building is a phase where you gradually increase your mileage and duration, allowing your body to adapt and strengthen over time. This phase typically lasts several weeks, during which you focus on easy runs at a conversational pace. Start with a manageable distance and gradually increase it by no more than 10% each week. This approach minimizes the risk of injury and ensures sustainable progress. The art of easy runs and recovery, nurturing your body and mind. Easy runs are the cornerstone of base building. These runs should be done at a comfortable pace where you can easily talk in complete sentences. They serve multiple purposes. Building aerobic fitness. Easy runs improve your body's ability to utilize oxygen efficiently, enhancing your endurance. Strengthening muscles and connective tissues. Regular running helps your body adapt to the demands of the sport, making you more resilient. Mental preparation. Easy runs provide a time for relaxation, stress reduction, and mental clarity. Recovery. They allow your body to recover from harder workouts, preventing overtraining. Incorporating rest days into your training plan is equally crucial. Rest days allow your body to repair and rebuild, ensuring you are fresh and energized for your next run. Cross-training, a multifaceted approach to injury prevention. Cross-training involves engaging in activities other than running to complement your training and prevent overuse injuries. Activities like swimming, cycling, strength training, and yoga can all be beneficial. Cross-training helps to strengthen different muscle groups, improve flexibility, and enhance overall fitness. It also provides a welcome break from the repetitive impact of running, reducing the strain on your joints and muscles. Nutrition and hydration. Fueling your runs. Proper nutrition and hydration are essential for optimal running performance and recovery. As a runner, your body needs carbohydrates for energy, protein for muscle repair, and healthy fats for overall health. Focus on consuming whole, unprocessed foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day, especially before, during, and after your runs. Consider electrolyte drinks for longer runs or hot weather conditions. Base building is the foundation upon which you build your running success. By gradually increasing your mileage, prioritizing easy runs and recovery, incorporating cross-training, and fueling your body with proper nutrition and hydration, you set the stage for a healthy and enjoyable running journey. Remember, patience and consistency are key. Embrace the process and watch as your running fitness and confidence soar. Chapter 5. Running terrain and surfaces. Choosing your path. Road running, the urban explorer's choice. Road running is the most accessible and convenient option for many runners. Paved roads and sidewalks are readily available in most urban areas, making it easy to find a route for your run. The smooth and predictable surface is ideal for speed work and tempo runs, as it allows for efficient energy transfer and minimizes the risk of tripping. However, the hard surface can be unforgiving on your joints, and the repetitive impact can lead to overuse injuries if you're not careful. Pros: convenient and accessible. Smooth and predictable surface, ideal for speed work and tempo runs. Cons: hard surface can be tough on joints. Repetitive impact can lead to overuse injuries, can be monotonous and less scenic. Trail running, embracing nature's challenges. Trail running offers a refreshing escape from the urban jungle, immersing you in the beauty of nature. The varied terrain of trails, with its roots, rocks, and uneven surfaces, engages a wider range of muscles and improves balance and agility. The softer surface is also gentler on your joints compared to road running. However, trail running requires more focus and attention to avoid tripping hazards. and the uneven terrain can slow you down. Pros: scenic and varied terrain. Engages a wider range of muscles. Softer surface is gentler on joints. Can be more mentally stimulating. Cons: requires more focus and attention. Uneven terrain can slow you down. May be less accessible than roads. Track running. The Speedsters Arena. Track running is the preferred choice for competitive runners and those seeking to improve their speed and form. The smooth, flat, and measured surface of a track allows for precise pacing and controlled workouts. Track running is also a great way to meet other runners and find training partners. However, the repetitive nature of running in circles can be monotonous, and the hard surface can be tough on your joints. Pros: smooth, flat, and measured surface. Ideal for speed work and interval training. Great for meeting other runners. Cons: can be monotonous. Hard surface can be tough on joints. Limited access to tracks. Choosing the right terrain. Matching your goals and preferences. The best terrain for you depends on your individual goals and preferences. If you're training for a road race, then most of your runs should be on the road. If you enjoy the challenge and scenery of trails, then trail running might be a better fit. And if you're looking to improve your speed and form, then track running can be a valuable tool. Ultimately, the best approach is to mix it up and incorporate different terrains into your training plan. This will not only prevent boredom, but also help you become a stronger and more well-rounded runner. Adjusting your technique, adapting to different surfaces, your running technique should be adjusted to suit the specific terrain you're running on. On the road, you can focus on maintaining a consistent pace and efficient stride. On trails, you'll need to pay more attention to foot placement and be prepared to adjust your stride length and pace as needed. On the track, you can focus on form drills and speed work. By adapting your technique to different surfaces, you'll become a more versatile and adaptable runner. Chapter 6: Speed Work and Interval Training. Unleashing your inner speedster. The power of speed, a catalyst for growth. While base building focuses on developing aerobic fitness and endurance, speed work and interval training are essential for improving your running speed and overall performance. These workouts involve alternating between high-intensity efforts and recovery periods, challenging your body to adapt and become faster and stronger. Benefits of speed work and interval training: a multitude of gains. Incorporating speed work into your training routine offers a plethora of benefits. Increased speed. Speed work helps you recruit fast twitch muscle fibers, which are responsible for explosive movements and higher running speeds. Enhanced endurance. By pushing your limits during high-intensity intervals, you improve your body's ability to clear lactate and maintain a faster pace for longer durations. Improved running economy. Speed work helps you become more efficient at utilizing oxygen, allowing you to run faster with less effort. Mental toughness. These challenging workouts build mental resilience and the ability to push through discomfort. Fat burning. High-intensity intervals can boost your metabolism and promote fat burning, even after your workout is complete. Types of speed workouts. A variety of options. There are several types of speed workouts that you can incorporate into your training plan. Intervals. These workouts involve repeated bouts of high-intensity running followed by recovery periods. Intervals can be customized to your fitness level and goals, with varying distances and paces. Tempo runs. These runs are done at a comfortably hard pace, slightly slower than your race pace. Tempo runs help you develop your lactate threshold, the point at which your body starts to accumulate lactate at a faster rate than it can clear it. Fartleks, Swedish for speed play. Fartleks involve unstructured variations in pace during a run. You might sprint to a tree, jog to a lamppost, and then pick up the pace again. Fartleks are a fun and flexible way to incorporate speed work into your routine. Incorporating speed work into your training plan, a gradual approach. Start by incorporating one speed workout per week into your training plan. As you get more comfortable, you can gradually increase the frequency to 2 or 3 speed workouts per week. Remember to listen to your body and adjust the intensity and duration of your workouts as needed. It's also important to incorporate adequate rest and recovery between speed workouts to allow your body to adapt and prevent injuries. By incorporating speed work and interval training into your training routine, you can unlock your full running potential. These workouts will not only make you faster, but also improve your endurance, running economy, and mental toughness. So lace up your shoes, hit the track or trails, and let the speedster within you soar. Chapter 7. Hill Training. Conquering the uphill battle. The power of the incline. Elevating your running game. Hills might seem like daunting obstacles, but they are actually a runner's best friend. Hill workouts are a powerful tool for improving strength, power, and mental toughness. By incorporating hill repeats into your training routine, you can elevate your running game to new heights. Benefits of hill training: a multitude of gains. Hill workouts offer a myriad of benefits for runners of all levels. Increased leg strength and power. Running uphill forces your muscles to work harder, especially your quads, hamstrings, glutes, and calves. This increased workload leads to greater strength and power, translating to faster speeds on flat ground. Improved running economy. Hill workouts teach you to maintain proper form and efficient stride even when fatigued, leading to improved running economy and less energy expenditure. Enhanced mental toughness. Conquering hills requires grit and determination. Regular hill workouts build mental resilience and the ability to push through discomfort. Increased speed and endurance. By improving your strength, power, and running economy, hill workouts can ultimately lead to faster race times and increased endurance. How to incorporate hill workouts into your routine? A gradual approach. Start by incorporating one hill workout per week into your training plan. Choose a hill with a moderate incline and a length of 100 to 400 meters. Start with 4 to 6 repeats, gradually increasing the number of repeats as you get stronger. You can also vary the intensity of your hill workouts by adjusting the incline and length of the hill, as well as the speed at which you run. Here are a few types of hill workouts you can try. Hill repeats. Run uphill at a hard effort, then jog or walk back down to recover. Repeat for the desired number of repetitions. Hill sprints. Sprint uphill for a short distance, then jog or walk back down to recover. Repeat for the desired number of repetitions. Hill climbs. Run uphill at a steady pace for a longer distance, then jog or walk back down to recover. Remember to warm up before your hill workouts and cool down afterward. It's also important to listen to your body and adjust the intensity and duration of your workouts as needed. By embracing the challenge of hill training, you can unlock a new level of strength, power, and mental fortitude. The rewards will extend far beyond the hills themselves, as you'll notice improvements in your overall running performance and a newfound confidence to tackle any obstacle that comes your way. Chapter 8. Long Runs. The Endurance Crucible. The long and winding road, a journey to greater endurance. Long runs are a cornerstone of any running program, especially for those training for longer distances, like half marathons and marathons. These runs, typically lasting an hour or more, challenge your physical and mental limits, pushing you to explore the depths of your endurance. Importance of long runs. The endurance elixir. Long runs serve several crucial purposes in your training. Building endurance. They gradually increase your body's ability to sustain effort over extended periods, enhancing your aerobic capacity and fatigue resistance. Strengthening muscles and connective tissues. The prolonged duration of long runs helps your body adapt to the demands of endurance running, making your muscles and connective tissues stronger and more resilient. Mental fortitude. Long runs are as much a mental challenge as a physical one. They teach you to persevere through discomfort and fatigue, building mental toughness and confidence. Fat burning. Long runs tap into your fat stores for energy, promoting fat burning and weight management. Dress rehearsal. They provide an opportunity to practice your race day nutrition and hydration strategies. Gradually increasing your long run distance, a step-by-step approach. The key to successful long runs is gradual progression. Start with a manageable distance based on your current fitness level and gradually increase it by no more than 10% each week. This approach allows your body to adapt without risking injury or burnout. Here are some tips for gradually increasing your long run distance. Start slow and steady. Begin your long run at a conversational pace and focus on maintaining a comfortable effort throughout. Break it down. If the distance seems daunting, break it down into smaller segments. Run for a set time or distance, then take a short walk break before continuing. Listen to your body. Pay attention to how your body feels. If you experience pain or excessive fatigue, slow down or take a break. Don't neglect recovery. Allow yourself ample time to recover after your long runs. This includes getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and staying hydrated. Fueling and hydrating during long runs. Staying energized. Proper fueling and hydration are crucial for successful long runs. Your body needs carbohydrates for energy, electrolytes for hydration, and fluids to replace lost sweat. Here are some tips for fueling and hydrating during your long runs. Start hydrated. Drink plenty of water in the days leading up to your long run. Fuel early and often. Begin fueling within the first hour of your run and continue to consume carbohydrates every 30 to 45 minutes. Experiment with different fuel sources. Try gels, chews, sports drinks, or real food to see what works best for you. Don't forget electrolytes. Electrolytes help maintain fluid balance and prevent muscle cramps. Consider electrolyte drinks or tablets for longer runs. By embracing the challenge of long runs and fueling your body properly, you'll unlock a new level of endurance and prepare yourself for the triumphs of race day. Remember, long runs are a journey of self-discovery and resilience. Embrace the process and watch as your running goals become a reality. Chapter 9: Running for Weight Loss, Sprinting Towards a Healthier You. Fat Burning Furnace. Maximizing your running routine. Running is an effective tool for weight loss, but optimizing your routine can significantly enhance your fat-burning potential. By incorporating a combination of different running styles, strength training, and a balanced diet, you can achieve your weight loss goals and transform your body. Optimizing your running routine for fat burning, a multifaceted approach. To maximize fat burning, consider incorporating the following strategies into your running routine. Interval training. Alternate between high-intensity bursts and recovery periods to boost your metabolism and burn more calories in less time. Tempo runs. These moderately paced runs challenge your aerobic system and increase your calorie expenditure. Long runs. Extended runs at a conversational pace tap into your fat stores for energy, promoting fat burning. Hill workouts. Running uphill increases the intensity of your workout, leading to greater calorie burn and improved muscle strength. By varying your running routine, you not only prevent boredom, but also challenge your body in different ways, leading to greater overall fitness and fat loss. Combining running with strength training, building a leaner, stronger you. Strength training complements your running routine by building muscle mass, which increases your metabolism and helps you burn more calories at rest. Incorporate strength training exercises 2 to 3 times a week, focusing on major muscle groups like legs, core, and upper body. You can use weights, resistance bands, or your own body weight for these exercises. Nutrition strategies for weight loss while running. Fueling your body right. A healthy and balanced diet is crucial for weight loss while running. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Avoid sugary drinks, processed foods, and excessive amounts of saturated and unhealthy fats. Here are some additional nutrition tips for weight loss while running. Prioritize protein. Protein helps repair and rebuild muscles, keeping you feeling full and satisfied. Aim for 1 to 1 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day. Don't skip meals. Eating regular meals and snacks helps maintain stable blood sugar levels and prevents overeating later in the day. Watch your portion sizes. Be mindful of how much you're eating, even if it's healthy food. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water throughout the day, especially before, during, and after your runs. By combining a well-structured running routine with strength training and a healthy diet, you can achieve your weight loss goals and enjoy the many benefits of running. Remember, consistency and patience are key. Embrace the journey and celebrate your progress as you transform your body and your life. Chapter 10. Running your first race, crossing the finish line, choosing your race, finding the perfect fit. Embarking on your first race is an exhilarating experience, marking a significant milestone in your running journey. However, with a multitude of race distances available, choosing the right one can be overwhelming. Consider your current fitness level, training history, and personal goals when making your decision. For beginners, a 5K, 3.1 miles, or a 10K, 6.2 miles race are popular choices. These distances are challenging yet achievable, allowing you to experience the thrill of racing without overexerting yourself. If you're feeling more ambitious, you could opt for a half marathon, 13.1 miles, or even a marathon, 26.2 miles. Remember, the most important factor is to choose a race that excites and motivates you. Training plan for your first race, a roadmap to success. Once you've chosen your race, it's time to create a training plan that will prepare you for the big day. Your plan should include a combination of base building, speed work, and long runs, gradually increasing in mileage and intensity as you get closer to race day. Consult a running coach or use a reputable online training plan tailored to your specific race distance and fitness level. Here's a sample training plan for a 5K race. Week 1 to 4. Gradually increase your weekly mileage with a mix of easy runs and walk breaks. Week 5 to 8. Incorporate one speed workout per week, such as intervals or tempo runs. Week 9 to 12. Continue increasing your long run distance gradually, peaking at 5 to 6 miles. Week 13. Taper your mileage to allow for rest and recovery before the race. Remember, consistency is key. Stick to your training plan, listen to your body, and don't hesitate to adjust your training if needed. Race day preparation and strategies. Tips for a successful race. Race day is the culmination of your hard work and dedication. Here are some tips to help you perform your best and enjoy the experience. Prepare your gear. Lay out your race outfit, shoes, and any other essentials the night before. Arrive early. Give yourself plenty of time to get to the race venue, park, and warm up. Warm up properly. Start with dynamic stretches and light jogging to prepare your muscles for the race. Start slow. Don't get caught up in the excitement at the start. Pace yourself and gradually increase your speed as you settle into a comfortable rhythm. Fuel and hydrate. Carry water or sports drink with you and consume it regularly throughout the race. If it's a longer race, consider taking energy gels or chews. Don't give up. Even if you feel tired or discouraged, keep pushing forward. Remember all the hard work you've put in and focus on crossing that finish line. Enjoy the experience. Soak in the atmosphere, high-five fellow runners, and savor the sense of accomplishment as you cross the finish line. By following these tips and strategies, you can ensure a successful and enjoyable race day experience. Remember, your first race is just the beginning. With dedication, perseverance, and a love for running, you can continue to challenge yourself and achieve new running goals in the future. Chapter 11. Running a marathon or beyond. Pushing your limits. The ultimate challenge. Training for the long haul. Running a marathon or ultramarathon is a monumental undertaking, a testament to human endurance and the indomitable spirit. Preparing for these distances requires a meticulous training plan, unwavering mental fortitude, and meticulous attention to detail. Training for longer distances, building a strong foundation. A successful marathon or ultramarathon training plan typically spans several months and involves a gradual increase in weekly mileage, peaking at 20 to 40 miles for marathons and even higher for ultramarathons. The training includes a combination of long runs, speed work, tempo runs, hill workouts, and cross training. Here are some key considerations for training for longer distances. Gradual progression. Increase your mileage gradually to avoid injury and burnout. Long runs. These are essential for building endurance and mental toughness. Gradually increase your long run distance each week. Speed work. Incorporate intervals and tempo runs to improve your speed and running economy. Hill workouts. Running uphill builds strength and power, which are crucial for tackling challenging courses. Cross training. Engage in activities like swimming, cycling, or strength training to complement your running and prevent overuse injuries. Rest and recovery. Adequate rest is essential for allowing your body to adapt and repair. Mental strategies for endurance running. Conquering the mind. Running a marathon or ultramarathon is as much a mental challenge as a physical one. To overcome the inevitable moments of doubt and fatigue, it's important to develop mental strategies. Set goals. Break down the race into smaller, manageable segments and focus on achieving each one. Positive self-talk. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Visualization. Visualize yourself crossing the finish line successfully. Mantras. Repeat a motivating phrase or mantra to yourself. Stay present. Focus on the present moment and avoid dwelling on the distance remaining. Embrace discomfort. Accept that there will be challenging moments, but know that you can push through them. Race day logistics and preparation. Leaving nothing to chance. Race day is the culmination of your months of hard work and dedication. To ensure a successful race, meticulous preparation is essential. Logistics. Familiarize yourself with the race course, aid station locations, and transportation to and from the event. Gear. Choose comfortable and well-tested clothing and shoes. Nutrition. Practice your race day fueling and hydration strategies during your training runs. Pacing. Develop a realistic race pace plan and stick to it. Mental preparation. Visualize yourself crossing the finish line and remind yourself of all the hard work you've put in. Running a marathon or beyond is an incredible accomplishment. By following a structured training plan, developing mental strategies, and meticulously preparing for race day, you can achieve your ultimate running goal and experience the exhilaration of pushing your limits. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. Embrace the challenge, savor every step, and celebrate your triumph. Chapter 12. Motivation and Mindset. The Heart of the Runner. The Inner Spark. Finding your why. Every runner has a unique reason for lacing up their shoes and hitting the pavement. It could be a desire to improve fitness, a passion for competition, a need to de-stress, or simply the joy of movement. Whatever your why, it's the fuel that propels you forward, especially during those challenging moments when motivation wanes. Discovering your why is a personal journey. It might take some introspection and soul-searching, but it's a worthwhile endeavor. Your why can be a powerful source of inspiration, reminding you of the deeper purpose behind your running. It can be a mantra you repeat to yourself, a vision board you create, or a simple reminder on your phone. The key is to find something that resonates with you and keeps you connected to your passion for running. Weathering the storm, staying motivated during challenging times. Even the most dedicated runners experience periods of low motivation. Life's challenges, injuries, plateaus, or simply the monotony of training can all dampen your enthusiasm. However, with the right strategies, you can weather these storms and reignite your passion for running. Here are some tips for staying motivated. Set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals give you something to strive for and keep you focused. Find a running buddy or group. The camaraderie and accountability of running with others can be a powerful motivator. Vary your routine. Avoid boredom by exploring new routes, trying different workouts, or incorporating cross-training. Reward yourself. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, with rewards that resonate with you. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Enjoy the journey of running, not just the destination. Remember your why. Reconnect with your deeper purpose for running. Cultivating a positive mindset, the key to success. Your mindset plays a crucial role in your running journey. A positive mindset can help you overcome challenges, push through plateaus, and achieve your goals. Conversely, a negative mindset can sabotage your efforts and lead to frustration and disappointment. Here are some tips for cultivating a positive mindset. Practice gratitude. Focus on the positive aspects of your running experience, such as the joy of movement, the beauty of nature, or the sense of accomplishment. Challenge negative thoughts. Replace self-doubt with positive affirmations. Visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and crossing the finish line. Focus on your strengths. Celebrate your achievements and learn from your mistakes. Be kind to yourself. Accept that there will be setbacks, but don't let them define you. Running is not just a physical activity, it's a journey of self-discovery, personal growth, and resilience. By finding your why, staying motivated through challenging times, and cultivating a positive mindset, you can unlock your full potential as a runner and enjoy the transformative power of this incredible sport. Chapter 13. Running as Meditation. Finding Zen on the Road. Mindful Movement. A Path to Inner Peace. While running is often seen as a physical endeavor, it can also be a profound form of meditation. By incorporating mindfulness practices into your runs, you can transform your workouts into opportunities for self-reflection, stress reduction, and spiritual connection. Mindfulness practices for runners. Tuning inward. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Here are some mindfulness practices you can incorporate into your runs. Focus on your breath. Pay attention to the rhythm of your breath as you inhale and exhale. Notice the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. Body scan. As you run, scan your body from head to toe, noticing any sensations or areas of tension. Release any tightness you find and relax your muscles. Engage your senses. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Notice the feeling of the sun on your skin, the wind in your hair, or the sound of your footsteps on the ground. Mantra repetition. Choose a word or phrase that resonates with you and repeat it silently or aloud as you run. This can help quiet your mind and focus your attention. Gratitude practice. Express gratitude for your body, your ability to run, and the opportunity to be outdoors. Running to de-stress and clear your mind, a mental escape. Running can be a powerful tool for managing stress and anxiety. The rhythmic motion of running, combined with mindfulness practices, can create a meditative state that allows you to let go of worries and clear your mind. As you focus on the present moment, your mind becomes quieter and stress melts away. The endorphins released during running also act as natural mood boosters, promoting feelings of happiness and well-being. Additionally, running can provide a welcome escape from the demands of daily life, allowing you to recharge and reconnect with yourself. Finding flow state while running. The zone of effortless movement. Flow state, also known as the zone, is a state of complete immersion in an activity. It's a feeling of effortless movement, where time seems to slow down and your focus is laser sharp. Many runners experience flow state during their runs, especially during long runs or races. To increase your chances of finding flow state, try the following tips. Set a challenging yet achievable goal. Having a clear goal can help you focus and push yourself to your limits. Eliminate distractions. Turn off your phone and music and focus solely on your running and your surroundings. Find a rhythm. Focus on the rhythm of your breath and footsteps, allowing your body to move effortlessly. Let go of expectations. Don't worry about your pace or performance. Simply focus on the present moment and enjoy the experience of running. Running can be much more than just a physical workout. By incorporating mindfulness practices, you can transform your runs into opportunities for self-discovery, stress reduction, and spiritual connection. So lace up your shoes, hit the road, and let the meditative power of running guide you towards inner peace and well-being. Chapter 14. The Running Revolution. Embrace the Journey. a tapestry of transformation. Throughout this book, we've explored the multifaceted world of running, delving into its physical, mental, emotional, and social benefits. We've witnessed how running can transform our bodies, minds, and spirits, empowering us to become healthier, happier, and more resilient versions of ourselves. From the first tentative steps to the exhilarating flow of a seasoned runner, the journey of running is a personal odyssey filled with challenges, triumphs, and endless possibilities. It's a journey that takes us beyond our perceived limits, revealing the strength, courage, and determination that reside within us. Running is not merely a physical activity, it's a way of life, a mindset, a community. It's a revolution that has the power to transform not only our individual lives, but also the world around us. Your running journey, a continual evolution. As you continue your running journey, remember that it's not about perfection or reaching a specific destination. It's about embracing the process, challenging yourself, and celebrating your progress. Whether you're a beginner taking your first steps or a seasoned marathoner chasing new goals, the joy of running lies in the continuous pursuit of growth and self-discovery. Embrace the ups and downs, the setbacks and triumphs. Learn from your experiences, adapt to new challenges, and never lose sight of your why. Surround yourself with a supportive community, seek guidance from experienced runners, and never stop learning. Resources for runners, fueling your passion. To support you on your running journey, here are some valuable resources. Online communities. Connect with fellow runners through online forums, social media groups, and running clubs. Share your experiences, seek advice, and find inspiration from others who share your passion. Training plans. Explore various training plans available online or through running coaches to find one that suits your goals and fitness level. Running apps and websites. Track your progress, log your runs, and find new routes with popular running apps and websites. Running books and magazines. Delve into the world of running literature to gain insights, tips, and inspiration from experienced runners and experts. Running stores and events. Visit your local running store to find the right gear and connect with other runners. Participate in races and events to challenge yourself and celebrate your achievements. The running revolution is here to stay. Embrace it, nurture it, and let it transform your life. Lace up your shoes, hit the pavement, and let the joy of running guide you towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. Your journey awaits. Thank you for listening. This concludes our ebook, The Running Revolution: Transform Your Body and Mind with the Power of Running. To access our extensive library of fitness resources, please download our app or visit us at fitnesscommunity.com.